Now time for your letters, and the two lead emotions in our inbox are appreciation and outrage. First, the outrage. Yesterday, I spoke with actor Casey Affleck about his new movie, The Killer Inside Me. It's about a Texas sheriff who turns out to be a psychotic sadist. The violence against women in the movie is so graphic that people have walked out of early screenings.
To do the movie any other way, to depict the violence in a way that wasn't disturbing, would be irresponsible. It would kind of contribute to desensitization of, you know, or cultural desensitization to violence, because it's everywhere in video games and TV and movies, and the audience never feels anything. They never really feel upset. And if you're going to show that stuff, then let people feel something like what it might actually be like to experience that violence in real life.
Well, several of you strongly objected to the interview, including Kenton Hyatt of Santa Cruz, California. He writes this: "This story should have been about why NPR had decided not to air the interview, based on the most basic of moral standards and based on respect for human life. Violence against all humans should be identified for what it is, abhorrent."
Cynthia Harrison of Washington, D.C. writes this: "It's laughable to listen to the excuses Affleck offers for presenting unspeakable violence. His movie is part of a popular genre, gore for middle-class intellectuals who don't want to admit to bloodlust. Oh, they say, but this is not violence. This is art. Art or not, violent movies intrinsically endorse violence as entertainment. If we refuse to pay to see them, we would get better, more interesting movies."
And now the appreciation. We heard from several pesto lovers who were thankful for our interview with plant pathologist Margaret McGrath about a downy mildew that's attacking basil. McGrath suggested harvesting your basil as soon as you notice an outbreak, and she went on to explain how she froze pesto in little balls for later use.
Bob Erickson of Cupertino, California, is not a fan of that method. Instead, he recommends this: when you harvest the basil, wash it. Put a pesto-sized bunch of whole leaves in a plastic bag and freeze them. Deep in the dark of winter, take the bag out of the freezer and pour the frozen leaves into the food processor and pulverize. Add olive oil, garlic, Parmesan cheese, and voila, pesto as good as fresh. Here's hoping the basil blight doesn't cross the plains. That sounds delicious.
Well, we appreciate your kitchen tips and all of your comments. You can send them to us at npr.org.